This is Matt Wells at UN News. Reforming how the UN approaches making sustainable development a reality will allow the world body to transform a cacophony into a symphony. That's the pledge from Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed on Thursday. As the General Assembly adopts a landmark resolution, the UN chief says will place sustainable development at the heart of everything the organisation does. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the mandate to create a new generation of development teams in countries around the world gives practical meaning to the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, starting with poverty eradication by 2030. I spoke to UN Deputy Chief Ms. Mohammed ahead of the adoption and began by asking her why the development system needed reform in the first place.
Well, it needs it because we've got this amazing new framework that we all agreed in 2015, the 2030 agenda, and that's the 17 goals, but it includes the climate agenda. So a huge lift. And what you need from the UN system is a better response that is ramped up beyond the MDGs. The MDGs had a certain response. What we need for the SDGs is so much bigger. And for that, the UN needs to reposition itself. It needs to get better skill sets. We need to make sure people at the country level are able to help countries and people achieve those aspirations that we have in the framework.
And what tangible difference do you hope that this reform is going to make to the quality of people's lives around the world and the effectiveness of the UN in terms of delivering?
Well, effectiveness of the UN is going to be amazing because what we will have is a much more independent and impartial leader in our multilateral system at the country level. Being able to pull a team together, what I would say is that in previous times we've sort of had a conductor that through no fault of their own is conducting a cacophony. Left hand does not know what the right hand is doing, and today we have an opportunity to make a symphony for the SDGs. That's really the difference on the ground. And I think that for us means that we will deliver more effectively at scale whole programs. So we won't just be talking about vaccinations for children, but we're talking about a health system that will continuously provide the whole set of immunization that you need, the doctors and the nurses, and really sustainability in it, not just a program, but beyond the program, what happens.
And is this a question of the UN needing to spend more money and make more investment in development itself, as opposed to encouraging member states to do more? And what does the UN currently spend on development? Is there a way of giving people a sense of that?
The UN, no, there isn't. I think that we are currently underspending on development. What we need is for member states to do more in public funding, but also to leverage the private sector. The new development framework cannot just be done by the UN or member states. It needs the partnership, which is why our Goal 17 is so important. And what we're doing is putting ourselves in a position to ensure that we have programs that investors will come and see good returns in people's lives, making the environment so much more conducive to us achieving the Sustainable Development Goals.
Is this reform going to enable the UN to make better or different guarantees about how it can support countries and everybody else who's working in the whole sustainable development field?
Yes, we'll be demanding much more in terms of results and visibility of it. And I think here everybody will be able to demand of the UN at the country level, but also of the SG when he reports annually, the results. Exactly what did you get for the money we invested in development? And I think this is exciting because it is bringing on new partners, but it's demanding more of us, and why not? That's what we work for.
And how are you going to judge the effectiveness of it? That's always the kind of huge question.
Well, there are a number of measures that people will use, and there are many frameworks and indicators and targets that people have put out there that we can be measured against. I think what is really important is how to get that feedback from young people and people in the country, from women, from governments themselves, whether they feel like they have dealt with some of the pressing issues that their people are asking to find results for. So I think that we have to be listening differently. Media is going to play a different role in this. We've been really cracking our heads to see how can we answer questions on the perceptions, social media, what is fake and what is not. And we really have to do well in putting the truth out there and in showing the trajectory of what we are trying to do and whether we're moving the needle in the right direction in people's lives, eradicating poverty, ensuring everyone's getting access to water, that there's a job for a person who comes out of school and has aspirations to reach the moon, if you like, and beyond.
Is this about kind of fundamentally helping the poorest of the poor, or do you hope this is going to register a difference across the whole social spectrum across the world?
It's about leaving no one behind. And we have to define country by country who those no ones are and target our investments on them and make sure that they are part of this development and that there's so many root causes that we speak about that invariably get us a reaction that is conflict, that is a humanitarian crisis, that is a lack of respect for human rights doesn't ever happen again. We have to always work to zero. Our commodities hope, and that's what we're going to do in terms of trying to implement the development agenda.
And when do you want to start seeing things actually changing on the ground for people?
I think they will. Well, I mean, it's obviously the reform takes time, but I think that they will begin to see a change in our attitude and the way in which we manage and we engage with governments to get these priorities out, the way we partner, that we're opening up our gates and our offices to much more interaction and collaboration. So I think that we should start to see that in the new year, really see a different face. We have to do. You know, there has to be a new narrative, there has to be a new face. When you come into the UN, what's different? And that's what people are going to be asking. And I think we want to show that this is a global agenda with a global institution that is doing things for everyone.